Good morning and welcome to ASI Radio's Tuesday morning show, where ASI South's spoking editors and one dude from marketing talk about promo products and more. I'm going to be your host today. I'm Joe Haley. I'm the managing editor of some of our publications here. Joining us in the studio, as always, is the effervescent Kathy Houston. She's the editor of Advantages Magazine. Kathy, how are we this morning?
Not feeling that effervescent, but okay.
Also joining us, she helms SGR, and she's the senior editor over at Counselor Magazine. That's Michelle Bell. Michelle, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thank you.
Have you had any of that soup I made?
No, Joe made me homemade soup. Three different varieties, by the way.
Okay, he never does that for me.
And I'm going to try one today.
You're next. You're next. I'll give you some.
Cream of mushroom, chicken and rice, and beef stew. And I'm going to try one today.
All right, joining us from the marketing department is Sean Miller. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am terrific. Operating our soundboard today, I can say soundboard, is Lauren. And as usual, answering your phone calls is Facebook Vinny Driscoll. If you have a question you want to ask us, if you want to chime in on today's topic, which is, should I be using my time and resources to build my company's brand, we will put you on the air. You can reach us at 215-953-4979. And if we answer your call, what are we going to give you, Kathy?
A $25 Visa gift card and a whole host of wacky products.
It is the ASI Radio prize pack. Those wacky products include finger puppets. They include hand fans.
Like I said.
And they also include some ASI Radio
mugs.
Drinkware, yes. Okay. Yes, drinkware. But before we get started, we are going to look at what else we have on tap here. We also have five ways to make your employees feel motivated. We have four steps to delivering bad news. Business lessons we can learn from the Olympics, which just ended on Sunday. Some people are happy. Some people are sad. So we're going to see what happens there. We have three steps towards modern marketing techniques and other topics. We have our favorite products as well. But before we start the show, let's get the industry news in 60 seconds. Michelle.
We begin this morning with acquisition news. Bell USA, parent company of supplier Bell Promo and distributor DiscountMugs.com, has merged with top 40 distributor Branders.com. Branders will now operate as a division of Bell, and Amin Rahman, Bell's CEO, has become the CEO of each of the company's divisions. Separately, Bell has received an equity investment from capital company Comvest Partners last month. Check out Promogram today for a full report and industry reaction to the news. Top 40 financial news now. Inner Workings has said its total fourth quarter sales increased 22% to $245.6 million, capping a record year of revenue growth for the firm. For all of 2013, Inner Workings reported sales of $893.4 million, a year-over-year rise of 13%. Product safety news now. The CPSC last week recalled U.S. Polo Association girls' jackets because the item posed a strangulation hazard. The move continues a string of children's outerwear recalls over the past year. General business news now. A new study shows the increasing reliance of small companies on social media to drive growth and increase awareness. The survey found that 81% of small and mid-sized companies use social media, with another 9% planning to use it for their business in the future. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
We have something called the Eco Cube.
Yay!
No, I need an echo effect. The Eco Cube. It's pretty cool. You're gonna have to tune in today, this afternoon, to find out what the Eco Cube is. Great product for the spring. All right, let's go to line two, Vinny, where we have on the line our friend from the West Coast, Mr. Leighton Lee. He's going to give us this week's product safety minute. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is feeling as effervescent as I am this morning.
All right.
I guess. No, I'm kidding. We are not expecting any snow like you folks are, but we are expecting some rain, which is much needed out here on the West Coast. The news blurb that Michelle just did on the drawstrings is a good segue for me this morning. As most of you remember, last week I talked about strangulation hazards, and we did talk about drawstrings on hoodies and other garments for children. Today, I want to talk about suffocation hazards, which is just as dangerous as strangulation hazards. Suffocation hazards usually come in three basic forms that we should all, in our industry, keep an eye out on for when we're picking products for our customers and for our end buyers. First of all, the number one promotional product that I see as a suffocation hazard are uninflated balloons. We do a bazillion balloons in our industry. The CPSC has essentially called out that uninflated balloons are the number one suffocation hazard to children 8 years and under. So as you probably know, when you go to the retail store to buy balloons for your child's birthday party or whatever, you'll always notice that there's a warning label on balloons balloons can choke or suffocate children not intended for children 8 years or under. One of the hazards about uninflated balloons are that little babies tend to pick up the pieces of a popped balloon. Those pieces might end up on the ground, and kids like to mouth them and put them in their mouths and suck on them and chew on them. Those pieces tend to end up in their throats, so can cause a lot of potential injury and suffocation and choking. Number two on my little hit list this morning are hemispherical shapes. Now, what is a hemispherical shape? It's essentially a round object that fits perfectly over a child's mouth and nose. And without a breathing hole or a vent, small children tend to put that item around their mouth and suck out all the air out of it, causing a vacuum around their face. This is about 3.5 to 4 inches in diameter. A number of years ago, back in 1999, I believe, there was a major Burger King recall over the Pokemon balls, two halves of a ball that two children died. They put the half ball around their face, sucked out all the air, and two children died. I was called in to clean up that mess with the distributor on that matter. Thirdly, poly bags. We can never forget that poly bags cause suffocation to children. All of our items are packed in poly bags. Due to a certain thinness or mill thinness of it, we have to be very, very careful that we keep those things away from children. All poly bags with less than 7 inches of outer diameter at the top must have a suffocation warning on it, and ideally printed in 3 languages. Well, that is my very cheery and effervescent product safety minute for the day. I hope all you folks stay safe on the back in the back east and stay warm, okay?
Thank you, Lee. It may not be a cheery subject, but certainly people need to be aware of it, so we thank you for sharing that with us.
All right, we're going to go to the phone calls now. Again, if you want to give us a call, call us at 215-953-4979. We'll put you on the air. And our topic today, should I be using my time and resources to build my company brands? Let's go to line 3, where we have Loretta on the phone. Good morning, Loretta.
Good morning.
How are you?
Okay, getting a little bit of snow here again.
Mm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What's your question?
Well, I just have a very simple question. What are some of the best ways I can use to build a brand?
It's so nice that we have Sean in the house, our marketing guy.
A few ways that you can build your brand is definitely to make sure that you have a presence on social media and on the internet. That's a big thing, and one of the big things that I'm pushing here is to make sure that our distributors and suppliers are doing what they need to do to get on the website. Everyone's going to the website for the things they need these days. They're going to Google, they're typing in whatever it is they want, they're going to Facebook. So one of the huge things that you need to do is make sure that you're getting a web presence out there and you're making sure that you're on social media and that you're, creating content and things like that that'll drive people back to your website so they know who you are and what you have out there and what they can do for you.
To me that social media is the great leveler, right? I think that people used to think that to build a brand you had to be, a huge Fortune 500 company, but with the advent
these days,
of social media,
you don't even
anybody
have to have any money. You can just go to the website or, Facebook, YouTube and become more famous or anything than anybody out there. So it's really easy.
Another way I would say to do it, and I know that Michelle is partial or is
a fan of.
Thank you, Kathy. self-promotions, because it shows your clients what you're capable of doing, and you're that creative resource for them. So I think that send out your self promos. Also, look at the case studies, the work that you've done for other clients as well.
Okay, great, thanks.
All right, Loretta, stay on the line. Vinny will get your information, and we'll get you out that fantastic radio prize back. Vin, let's go to line 4, where we have Daniel Johnson on the line.
Hey, from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio. How are you guys this morning?
Very good,
Daniel. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. So the topic, I think I might have misheard it. It's about using your resources to build your company brand.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, so I definitely have to echo what the previous caller had said. And I like to think about it just in terms of, like, me as a professional individually, you know, working to become the best person that I can be at the job that I do. And that actually reflects on the company brand, especially since I'm in sales. You know, I always talk to my customers more or less about why it is that I do what I do. And then that also as it builds the trust in the relationship that I have with my customers, but also it definitely reflects positively on the company itself. I've had some of my customers have gone to my boss and really have lifted me up for the work that I'm doing, you know, because of it, but I'm not really doing anything out of the ordinary except just being who I authentically am and expressing why it is that I do what I do. And just, you know, making sure that I'm as knowledgeable about the products and services that we offer and just really listening to the customer's needs. I like what you guys talk about at ASI about, you know, taking on the role of a marketing consultant. And I think that that's been really helpful for me.
Definitely.
I agree. You know, Sean, I'm going to ask you this. You know, a lot of the companies in this industry are small companies, and they are the face of the company. You know, how do you build your personal brand then that is a reflection of what the company is?
Again, with social media is a huge way for people to, you know, hit that personal spot and build their personal brand as well as their business brand, because everything is there. Instant gratification. You can get, you know, what your company is as well as who you are as a person personally all in one spot. So social media, again, is a huge way to get that, you know, personal touch as well as the professional and who your brand is and who your company is.
What about cultivating an image in your local press or in the industry press?
Mm-hmm. That's
certainly
huge, yeah.
That can help.
Definitely. And Joe talks about this often too, co-sponsoring community events and actually going in, if you have nonprofit clients, helping out at their events. That's a good way to boost your personal and your company brand.
Well, very good. Well, Daniel, stay on the line. Vinny will get your information and we'll get you out that prize pack. But Vin, before we go, let's go to line one and get Stanley on the line. Morning, Stanley.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, how
Stanley.
Are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was just saying, as far as the brand, I think if your brand matters to you, it'll matter to your clients if you make the effort to create one based on coming up with, you know, great ideas, creative ways to execute those campaigns. I've also been relying on my vendors heavily to help build my brand by having my product shipped out in brand new boxes, you know, have them put, you know, my logo on them so that my brand, when my products arrive at my end user and they're impressed with the products that they're taking out of the box, my logo on the outside of the box, great products in the box from great vendors, it all seems to kind of like tie them together. And I think that those are the things that keep reminding my clients who I am if they get new employees. And on the same flip side, or the flip side of that, I think it's also important that, at least for me, giving back, doing things in the community for no reason other than to do them. I'm involved in a bike ride called the AIDS Ride. Every year I ride my bike from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and it was way before Facebook started, but I didn't realize until recently how many of my clients were actually following what I was doing for a cause that I believe in and how that's positively impacted my business.
That's great. That's a great example.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I mean, people see that online, as Sean said, social media and stuff, and then they can actually relate to that. So I think it's a good idea. Stanley, stay on the line. Vinny will get your information. Michelle, I know we have some Facebook comments.
We do. We have David Garthright who says, in a small business, you should always try to build your brand in everything you do that is in the public eye. In a larger business, your employees represent your brand. I think that's a really good point, by the way. And they must portray the brand in a positive manner. Customer referrals demonstrate that you're doing it right. Bad online reviews would indicate a need for a change. And Chris Clark at first questioned it. He said, this is a bit of a silly question, isn't it? He said, of course brands matter. And he said, the whole objective of branding is to create top-of-mind awareness with a consumer. You want your clients and potential clients to associate your logo, something visual, with your company name, audio, something that they hear, and you want them to remember it in a positive way all the time. So I think his point is that this is something that you constantly, constantly mm-hmm. have to be working on. And, you know, I would just say that, you know, people think brands are just something, you know, it's a fun marketing thing, but there's something that need to be, I would say, cultivated and curated and mm-hmm. watched, because just like that, do you guys remember, just as an example, do you know who Christian Audigier is?
No.
Okay, he's a French designer who designed Ed Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh.
Okay, so it was not my cup of tea, but it was those kind of bright shirts.
Right.
And, you know, it had a nice following until John Gosselin started wearing right. Ed yep. Hardy shirts, as did the idiots from the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And that brand single-handedly was ruined because it was associated with people who are – you
knuckleheads.
Exactly. But, I mean, he had a nice brand going, and he has gone right. on the record, Christian Audigier, the French designer, is saying, you know, he should have been more aware. You know, he was getting his photo taken with John Gosselin. Mm-hmm. He should have been more aware of what that was portraying for his brand. That's
right.
not what he wanted to do. And
right.
it really kind of damaged the whole line.
That's a great case in point, yeah. Definitely.
Well, you know, and that's out of his control, though. I mean, the people wearing it are out of control. I mean, he can
right.
refuse to have the picture taken.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, that's just, you know, unlucky.
It yeah. is, but I think it's a good example of how, you know, it's a living, breathing thing, a brand, and you
yeah,
really kind of have to tend to it and really watch it.
Mm-hmm. Sure, and I think a lot of times that the brand is the person.
For sure.
I mean, when you think of some magazines, when you think of Vogue, what do you think of?
Anna Wintour.
There you go. I mean, she is the brand.
What
so
about O Magazine?
Well, it's like Nicole Rollander with Stitches. I
right.
think that's a good example.
Sure.
Her mm-hmm. readers associate, as they do with Advantages with Kathy.
Well, with SGR, too.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. I mean, you become, as the editor of the magazines, your face is in there, your letters are up front. I mean, you become the brand of that magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And when people see you at trade shows, they think of, you know, huh, there's Kathy. What's she doing here? All right.
We usually just see her puppet.
All right, we're going to take a break now here from one of today's show sponsor, Hanes. And when we come back, Kathy's going to tell us 5 ways to make your employees feel motivated and rewarded.
Hanes Branded Printwear is starting the new year with a new website. Designed for promotional product distributors and screen printers alike, HanesInc.com features high-res product and lifestyle images, marketing materials, videos, upsell techniques, and helpful tips to help you increase your ROI. Our new website allows you to search for products based on colors or product line. Our wholesaler sections helpfully list all products that companies carry, as well as wholesaler contact information. HanesInc.com provides the best tools to sell quality products. Hanes is also proud to unveil the Nano Collection, complete with brand new vintage colors and new styles such as lightweight ring-spun fashion fleece. If retail fashion is what your customers seek, the Nano Collection is where they'll find it. Cheap shirts are cheap. Hanes shirts are better. Visit www.HanesInc.com.
All right, and we are back. Kathy?
I'm like zoning out to that feng shui music in the background.
I know, how about that? I just always imagine Michelle in a field of daisies. Running around barefooted.
Because I sound so tranquil.
Yes, yeah. doing her yoga. All right, Kath, tell us 5 ways to make your employees feel motivated and rewarded.
All right, well, these are very, very simple. You don't have to do a lot. As a manager, you have to make sure the office environment is comfortable for everyone. And this could be as simple as making sure that their space is large enough, it's uncluttered, nobody's tripping over each other. Bring in fresh plants and flowers when you can. And, you know, like we decorate the office for Christmas and holidays and blah, blah, blah. Create a pleasant break room for employees to use as an escape from their desks during lunch. And, you know, ASI has a very lovely cafe and break rooms around and all different kinds of rooms. Don't we even have a quiet room?
Yeah.
We do. It's downstairs.
Room. I've never been in it.
Joe Haley, obviously.
Nobody in this table has ever been in a quiet room.
And keep the office thermostat set to a comfortable level. Now, this can vary, you know, depending on the person, but... this is more important even. Reward employees both as a group and individually. It's good to say, good job, team, you know, like all the time on a regular basis. But call out the individuals who are actually going above and beyond, too, and make sure that their contributions are recognized by everyone. Learn how to motivate and be motivated. Just because you're a manager doesn't mean that you necessarily feel motivated yourself mm-hmm. or know how to motivate your employees. So you might want to call in a guest speaker to speak on the topic and get you pumped up as well. Cultivate relationships. It's hard to be motivated to work for somebody who doesn't even ask about your family or any of your personal information ever. Cultivate, even if you don't want to engage with employees outside of work, make sure you know about their families, what's going on in their personal lives as well.
That's good.
I think it's important.
Yep.
I think the last part is important. Because then you don't feel just like someone who comes in, gets in the wheel, and you're just a cog in the wheel, and all of a sudden you're spit out the end of the day. You actually feel like, people are interested in you outside of what you do here.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
We're going to move over to Michelle. She has 4 steps to delivering bad news. Wah, wah, wah. And I'm sure she's delivered her share in the day.
I had to do this recently, and these are, I think, really good tips. Get straight to your core message. I think a lot of people have the tendency to kind of hem and haw around it when you have to deliver bad news. The easiest way to do it, they always say just rip the Band-Aid off. Just get right in there and just do the news. And after the fact, you can kind of discuss, what precipitated, the news that you're going to be discussing, but just get to it first. Stick to your guns. There's a lot of instances where the person you're talking to may try to sway your opinion about the news that you're giving them, or may try to talk you out of that opinion. I mean, chances are if you're having a discussion of seriousness on that level, that there's a reason for it, and just, keep your opinions where they are, explain yourself, but not too much. A lot of people try to overcompensate to make people feel better. Don't, because they may latch on to one little thing you say, and then that'll be the thing that they, try to
change your opinion with.
Totally. Right. Or that they're not seeing the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. They're focusing on that, where that may not be, that may be a little disingenuous. Right. Get out of the conversation. And I think that this is a talent for sure. When you're giving somebody bad news, explain it to them. Don't be swayed, but then know how to gracefully end the conversation, perhaps with something like, I know this isn't what you wanted to hear. I can certainly help you with any questions. Also, perhaps you'd like to speak to, whether it's the HR department, whether it's somebody higher up, and just let it lie. I mean, a lot of people, I think, have the inclination to follow up after the fact and make sure they're okay. That perhaps is not the best thing, because that just exacerbates the situation in a lot of instances. Yeah. And so we'll put this online, but...
And you know who delivers bad news very well?
Carol Ulbrich. That's her HR person.
Okay. Well, that wasn't me saying that. That was Kathy Houston. Doctors. Doctors do a very good job of it. If you ever sat in a room with a doctor, when they got to tell you, and it doesn't have to be the worst news in the world, but just bad news. I mean, they're very frank. They're very upfront.
Yeah, I guess they're trained in it.
They're right, to the point, and like Michelle says, they'll answer some questions and they get out gracefully. So, so we'll put that online. The Olympics just ended. Show of hands, who watched at least some?
Nope.
Kathy, Michelle watched none.
Watched the opening ceremonies.
And well, the closing ceremonies were.
I had no interest.
It's very interesting. I think it's the only sport that all the events you are on something that's not just your feet. You're on skates. You're on skis. Except for curling. Curling, you don't have to you do slide on ice. Anyway, we have an article here. I digress.
Come on back, Joe, and bring your point with you, sweetie.
Anyway, Tim Huffaker, he's the president of Business Performance Group. He wrote this article about what we can learn from the Olympics, what salespeople can learn from the Olympics. And, I have 5 things that come out of this article. One is give your total effort. Hold nothing back. And he says these Olympians train to get to this point. It's sometimes for some just their only shot, so they have to put it all out there. And if you want to see one event that really put it all out there, it's the downhill skiing event. You get one chance to be the first fastest person down the hill. You don't get a second run, you get one. So I mean, they really leave it all on the hill, so to speak. Visualize your presentation and envision your success. So just like as you watch some of these athletes, especially with skiing, when they're at start gate, you can see them as they're kind of like the eyes are closing, they're thinking where the turns are coming because they've done practice runs. He says the same thing you should do with your sales presentations. Go in and practice it. Visualize what it's going to be like, what the room's going to be like, how you're going to make your presentation, if you're using PowerPoint, a Prezi, whatever it is. Commit to selling. Do what others are unwilling to do, which is the same thing with these athletes. They commit to that training. They get up early. They train. And some people might want to be Olympic skiers or Olympic, figure skaters, but they don't have the ability or the desire to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and be on that ice all the time. You need to... evaluate failures because these people aren't successful all the time and learn the lessons to improve for the next time. Okay, so if you're a skater and you can't land that jump, why is it you can't land that jump? You learn from that and hopefully you land it. Same thing with your, sales presentations. If it bombs or it doesn't go well, you don't make the sale. Well, why is it? Why did that happen? So you want to go back and evaluate that and make changes for your next presentation. And then finally, study and practice and then use what you learn in that study. You read books on selling. Talk to people who are good salespeople, but just don't listen to them. Just don't read it. Start to put that stuff into your, you know, presentations, into practice, and you'll be a better salesperson. We're going to post this whole article online at asicentral.com/radio, but we're going to take a break right now to hear from today's other show sponsor, ASI Education. At ASI, we know that education is the key to success, so we're excited to announce our newly reimagined online learning center. Log in and test the all-new intuitive interface. Share photos, stories, and communicate with other ASI members who are learning along with you. Expand your knowledge with wikis, discussion boards, and more than 350 courses, which include valuable marketing and sales information. And for your convenience, the Online Learning Center now uses a single sign-on access like your other ASI services. Best of all, it's free. Become an industry expert and see what's new on the ASI Online Learning Center at www.asicentral.com/online learning. All right, we are back. That was one sexy voice, if I must say so myself. All right, Sean, we pulled you away from the marketing department to be with us today, so you have something for us. Three steps towards modern marketing techniques. What are they?
So these steps are very simple, and I think they're easy and very important. Step number one is make a real commitment to your contact. To your content. Create content for each stage of your buyer's journey. It's very easier for someone to buy when they know why they have to buy, or they know the process on what's going on. So you want to educate your customers on why it is that they need to take this next step and need to make this purchase. Step number two is get out the rut. Try something different as far as marketing is concerned. A lot of times we do the same thing. We see no results with marketing, and it's because we're doing the same thing. A lot of times we need to step out the box, think of some new creative ways to get our message across, to, you know, meet our clients and meet their needs, and hopefully we'll close some more sales. And the third thing I have on my list is to stay informed. This is very important. You need to track your collected data on your websites, your email campaigns, your sales numbers, so that you know where you are and where you want to go. If you don't ever look at your numbers, then you're never going to really, you know, be able to go to that next step, because you're just going to be continue to pace where you are. Take a look at your numbers, see what you're getting in there, and, you know, try to get some higher numbers the next time around.
You know, I like the idea of looking at, like, what's not working. We were in a focus group once, and they were talking specifically about websites, and a distributor had a website, and he just decided to get rid of it. He says, because I had it for 3 years, and no one ever came there, and I never made a sale through that website, and basically he did nothing. He just created a website. It was Field of Dreams. You know, if he creates it, they're going to come and buy from him, and it didn't happen. So I think that he needed to evaluate that a little sooner within that process. Don't wait 3 years to say, I'm just giving up on this. You know, how's he pushing people to this? Exactly. How's he educating his clients? You can go here to find out more about, you know, put case studies up there and so on and so forth. All right. Well, thank you, Sean. We'll post that article on our website at www.asicentral.com/radio. Thank you, Kathy. All right, we're going to get down to now Michelle's favorite part, as we always hear. And she goes, ugh,
you always say that. It's really, I mean, I have other parts that I like much better.
That ASI education commercial?
Yeah. With the dulcet tones of Joe's voice. Yeah.
Like a car backing up over a cat. All right, today we will start with Michelle first. Michelle, what do you have?
My product, which you can find on our website, is from Hit Promo, and their website is hitpromo.net, and it is a nano high-def Bluetooth 3.0 wireless speaker. It's just so cute. It's like this little sphere. It looks like a little bubble, and you can just sit on your desk and plays your music, and you can take it outdoors. It's got a long cord. It's batteries. You can use it on a trip. You can use it in your home, office, wherever.
Very nice.
All right, Kathy.
All right, I have two because Andy got pulled out. So I have his, which is an attitude adjuster, he calls it. Thumbs up stress reliever. It's from Primeline, ASI 79530. And it sends a positive message. And it comes in a variety of colors. And he suggests trying it for smoking cessation programs or student presentations.
Or you can use it to actually promote your Facebook page.
There you go.
For the like. Very good, Joe Haley. There you go.
And mine is a fan favorite, I'm sure it's going to be. Sports are a year-round opportunity for sales, so I'm suggesting the InstaSeat from Bam Bams, ASI 38228. As the supplier says, it's a seat in your pocket. You just take it out, blow it up, and you have a seat cushion for your game.
There
so
you
take
go.
It out to the ball game.
How about that? Mm-hmm. How about that? Okay. Mine is this set of stickers here. It's those family stick figures that you see on the back of minivans and cars and, you know, SUVs and stuff. They're very popular out there. You can have them in themes like Star Wars. I've seen Star Wars ones. Mm-hmm. I've seen people Disney Vacation. They all come back with the mouse ears. So why not a great opportunity for your clients in the travel industry, motels, hotels. When people are going to start going on vacations this summer, you can hand them out one of this, and you can get your logo put on there too, or maybe one of your product replicas. This one's got moms and dads and kids and babies and pets and a bunch of different accessories. You can find this at Gill Studios, and you can find them online.
Yeah, go ahead.
Gill-studio.com.
Well, I was going to say, I've also seen Grumpy Cat stickers on the backs of ants, too, that say, I don't care about your stick figure family. I like that.
All right. So you can find all these products as well on our website as well. So that's all the time we have today. We'd like to thank Sean Miller for coming in at the last
having me.
Notice. I'd like to thank our show sponsor today, Haynes and ASI Education. Tune in next week, same time, same place. We'll all be back here in beautiful Shrevo's, PA.